club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, February 23rd goes to 29-year-old Eric Spencer of Brooklyn, New York. Okay, let me tell you something. I am convinced, totally sold, on the fact that humans of a certain demographic have no idea between what's criminal and what's not criminal. And it's all social media's fault. Social media has created such a false sense of reality. It's such a virtual world where feelings are facts. Forget what actually is. It's all about how a person feels. So if a person feels like they want to let everyone know about something illegal they did, they just do it because they feel like it. You know, it's no consequences to their actions. And why should they, you know, feel like there's consequences to their actions? Social media every day is like the Wild Wild West. There's so much criminal activity happening on social media that I could easily see why people would think it's okay to show the things that they do. Okay, but guys and gals, newsflash. The FBI uses social media for investigations. Okay, they absolutely use social media posts to help identify and track down suspects. Yes, you can't be online with a bunch of drugs. You can't be online waving guns and threatening people. Trust me, the FBI, Facebook, and Instagram are just sitting around plotting on your dumb ass. And that's what happened with Eric Spencer. Do y'all remember weeks ago when you saw a bunch of brothers robbing a Soho Soho Channel store? What's it called?
Chanel,
you
ass.
Yeah, there you go. Soho
Channel.
Yeah, but remember when they did that in broad daylight?
Yes.
Now, if you're like me and you see the word Chanel and it translates to channel, then you act in your age. See, I don't go chasing Chanel. I stick to the Puma sweatsuits and Goodfella t-shirts from Target that I'm used to. So when I saw this crime, not only did I think it was just ridiculous that they were doing this in broad daylight, I said to myself, who they selling this stuff to? At a time like this, during this pandemic, you gonna steal channel bags and then take them around people who don't have any disposable income to buy them? I don't get it. But it's not for me to understand because I'm not a criminal. But Eric Spencer was indeed one of those guys in that channel store. What's it called?
Chanel!
Yeah. Well, Uncle Charlotte, how did he get caught? I wonder. Let's go to ABC 7 New York for the report, please.
Ringleader of a brazen robbery at the Chanel store in Soho in Manhattan earlier this month has been arrested in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Prosecutors say 29-year-old Eric Spencer of Brooklyn, one of four men who burst into the store while it was open on February 2nd, grabbed nearly $190,000 worth of goods. Spencer allegedly brandished a gun during the heist. Prosecutors say the next day he bragged on social media that he could open a small boutique with what was stolen.
$190,000 worth of channel products.
Chanel.
You couldn't help yourself, huh, Eric? You know, it's interesting. Even if there is no code in the streets anymore and nobody is teaching these kids how to move, what happened to learning from movies? Like, you can watch American Gangster once and realize why Frank Lucas shouldn't have wore that floor-length chinchilla coat, that fur coat, and that fur hat, okay? It cost him his whole operation. Kids, if you don't have OGs around, you know, who are telling you not to bring that kind of attention to yourself, then listen to the movies. Denzel Washington, American Gangster. Listen.
What is that you got?
What's what, man?
Yeah, that. What you got on?
Very nice suit.
That's a very nice suit. That's a clown suit. That's a costume. Come on, man. With a big sign on it that says arrest me. You understand? You're too loud. You're making too much noise. Look at me. The loudest one in the room is the weakest one in the room. I told you that.
Y'all dying for attention, getting arrested for attention. What about Goodfellas? The guys did a big score. All they had to do was lay low. De Niro told them, don't buy anything. Listen.
Listen.
Basically, what both those fictional gangsters are saying is attention is the worst drug known to man. And social media is your drug of choice. Now, let's update all of that for this era. What Eric Spencer did, damn, I started to say the equivalent of wearing the fur coat front row to the fight. You know, I started to say it's the equivalent of buying something after hitting a big illegal lick. But in fact, it's worse. Because cops can only assume you was doing something you had no business doing when you look the part, when you look rich. But when you actually on social media with the items, you stole from the channel store and you online saying, and I quote, so many double C items that he could open a small boutique. Now, what does that mean, Rich Negro Envy? What does double C mean? Why?
That's the logo, Chanel logo, CC.
Two C's. I thought that's when you get ass shots.
CeCe?
Never mind. Listen, man. What? As much as I hate to see black men getting locked up, it's like y'all really be earning your charges. Okay? In life, you get what you deserve, and you get it because you deserve it. And the fact that Eric has 32 prior arrests, including 15 felonies, I don't think he will be seeing freedom anytime soon. And it's his fault. Okay? I don't even know what to tell you youngins anymore. Because you don't know the difference between right and wrong. You don't know the difference between good and evil. You don't know the difference between crime or no crime. I would say this is a teachable moment, but y'all ain't gonna learn. Niggas gonna nig. Please give Eric Spencer the biggest hee-haw.
And it's Coco Chanel, just the CC.
I'm going to tell you what happened.
I didn't hear the end of it. Can we play Guess What Race It Is?
You know good and well. Okay. All right. Listen, I'm going to tell you something, though. The reason this dude got caught is because Envy didn't do 12 Days of Christmas this year. If Envy would have did 12 Days of Christmas this year with Gia, he'd have bought all them channel bags.
And they shut down.
He'd have bought all them hot channel bags. Okay. All right.
But I don't buy stolen property.
Anymore, right?
Not anymore. I don't buy stolen property anymore.
Okay, I'm glad you said the anymore.
No, seriously.
Why not, though?
Bad karma.
True.
Bad karma.
True.
I feel like if I buy something stolen, then you open up the gates for somebody to come and rob me.
That's a good point.
So I don't buy anything stolen.
But if it's stolen from a store. Now, if it's stolen from a person, that's different. But if it's stolen from a store.
Brand new tags.
Yeah, that's a little different.
What's the difference?
Well, whose karma is it?
The store's still losing.
I don't own a store. If I don't own a store, I don't have to worry about that kind of karma.
Babe, if you're listening, he got a point. Babe, if you're listening, he got a point. Because if it don't come from a person and it come from a store,
yes.
Store got insurance.
That's what I'm saying. They gonna be all right.
And that bag probably only costs $200 to make and they sell it for $5,000.
Now listen.
Babe, if you're listening, he got a point,
I'm not encouraging stealing at all. We're just having a hypothetical hood conversation about if you buy stolen goods. Okay, if you buy stolen goods, if you buy them from somebody that stole from an actual person, I think that's bad karma. If they stole from a store, yeah. I don't own a store. Yeah.
Okay,
you're getting nervous thinking about that sale.
Because it sounded good now. It sounded good now. How many other people ran up in that channel store Charlamagne was saying? It was
Look
three other people?
He want to go to the channel store right now. You want that herpes discount. What's it called?
Not herpes. It's herpes, man.
Yeah, there you go.
Nah, we don't buy no stolen products, man. Not
right.
No
and despite the pandemic, by the way, I was reading about how Hermes bags are still, those Birkin bags are still flying.
Yes.
During this time.
Who would know to call that Hermes? I see that and I see Herms.
It's Hermes. Just the name of it. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.